Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
I want to talk today about love perfected. And it's a favorite subject of mine because His love is perfect and my love is not. My love can be emotionally based. It can be based on how you treat me. It can be based on how I feel. It can be based on emotion. It could be based on romance. But His love isn't based on mood or performance. His love is based on the finished work of His Son. That was the definition and the display of the love of God. By putting my sins into His Son and crucifying Jesus, He hath given to me the definition of His love. Listen to perfect love. Herein, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Herein. Herein what? Well, that would be the previous verse. 16 said, we've known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God dwells in him. Herein is our love made perfect. What's herein? Herein is the fact that we know and believe that God loves us. God is that love. We dwell in that love. God dwells in us. When we know that, have you noticed that love is made perfect by what you know and believe? If you know and believe that God loves you, then herein is your love made perfect. The Greek word for perfect is complete. Inside of that knowledge is your love made complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. And this means that there's no reason for us to be afraid of the judgment or justice of God, because we know God loves us. The only one who would fear the judgment of God is a man who doesn't know that God loves him. Otherwise, we're going to be afraid. If we knew God loves us, we could be bold. I think Paul is saying the same thing in the book of Hebrews when he says we have boldness to go into the throne room of grace. It was not the throne, the Ark of the Covenant that held the mercy seat. No one boldly walked into that room because they couldn't boldly walk in. You and I can boldly walk in because we have been to a brazen altar and we watched God punish our sins in the body of His Son. We walked through believer's baptism at the brazen laver. We came in through the presence of the Holy Spirit at shewbread and with the candlestick and the anointing oil. We've come past the veil that is torn into the presence of God boldly at the place of judgment, because our sins have been judged in Jesus, and we have boldly come to the place of judgment because our love is made perfect. The love that He has for us. Here's the end of verse 17. Because as He is, oh, I love this. As He is, so are we in this world. Not as He is, so shall I be in the next world, but rather as He is, so are we in this world. Why? Because He lives in us. He dwells in us. He walks through us. He talks through us. And in that, we have a boldness that can be presented in the day of judgment. Whatever judgment we're talking about, we can be bold in it. You don't ever have to fear judgment again, because there's no need to fear. When I hear people talk about you ought to fear and tremble before a thrice holy God because He's going to judge you someday, I think, man, did we cut 1 John 4:17 out of our Bibles? Herein is love made perfect, so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. If I know and believe that God loves me, then I can, that love is made perfect in me. I'm going to take it a step further with him in the last 30 seconds here or so. That love being made perfect in you means that the perfection of heaven should and will eventually start to come out in you, in the way you act, the way you talk, the way you live, the way you walk. I believe that with all of my heart. This argument of grace make you go out and sin more is ridiculous. People don't understand how the perfect love of God works. It'll become impossible for you to want to sin against a God that loves you so much, because love will perfect you. It will literally begin to perfect you. The love makes perfect, because as He is, so are we in this world. Tomorrow we'll deal with verse 18, where perfect love is going to cast out fear.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.